The Metro Tunnel's station platforms are 19 metres wide, some of the widest metro platforms in the world. They also include platform screen doors. It's the first time this technology has been used in Melbourne.
Here's architect Ivan Harbour from RSHP talking about how the station designs combine engineering, technology, and craftsmanship.
The context of these big infrastructure projects is about essentially massive pieces of engineering work. But there's some it's quite heroic, and I think sort of celebrating that the strength of that sort of those civil engineering challenges. Our approach effectively has been to showcase the sort of beauty of technology, the beauty of, let's say, component design set against the backdrop of this heavy engineering. So there's a sort of joy in this this sort of celebration of the detail, the celebration of the technology and the artisanal nature. You know, all of these are made and designed in detail in and around Melbourne. And I think the love that's been applied to all of that detail, you know, and the pride that's come from that is really evident in the outcome. I think it's an absolutely spectacular piece of demonstration of what, you know, human beings can do when they all get together and get things done.
As you walk around the platform, look down, and you'll see the beautiful artwork called Tracks that features at all five Metro Tunnel stations. The work is by renowned First Nations artist Marie Clark. It shows tracks of native animals from this area, cut in granite. Here's Marie to tell you a bit more about the work.
When I got the phone call to say that I got the line wide, for me immediately it was like a no-brainer to represent the five clans of the Kulin Nation. Five clans, five stations. And we came up with the idea of doing footprints down on platform level. And these are endangered species, extinct species of animals, and some that are, you know, there's quite a few now today. But thinking in 100 years' time, like what's going to be left? The footprints are roughly around 2 metres in length, 7 on each platform. I basically did black line drawings, and then they were water jet cut with lots of different coloured granite and put together like a jigsaw puzzle. It's great to bring artwork down onto platform level. It's just been a bit hard to try and work out what materials you can work with to be able to tell these stories that will last, you know, hopefully over 100 years' time. And for me, it's about the legacy that you'd leave those children and communities and the pride that they will get coming into a station that's dedicated to their mob. You know, that to me is priceless.
Now let's head back up to the station concourse and move towards the exit to the Shrine of Remembrance grounds.